Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Happy Veterans Day to everyone, and thank you to all the veterans out there that listen to the program. Never take your service for granted. We are truly grateful to you for everything that you do. Southern Bancor Studios, that's where we're broadcasting today. Lee Roberts is about to join us. Dima Mixon's going to give us a report from Media Day. And we're going to celebrate a birthday with an old friend of ours a little later in the program. Opening segment sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. A great place to have dinner tonight. Still time to cater for this weekend's football game. Dickie's can set you up. Give them a call. You'll be very, very happy what you get out of Dickie's Barbecue. And I also want to thank Jessica from Sales, Kelly, who arranged a little birthday cake. Dadgum good birthday cake too, huh?
Jessica from Sales, so she has been promoted from the Stinger from Stringer?
Well, no, she's always going to be the Stinger Stringer, but I'm trying to give her a professional name.
Oh, I gotcha.
Not her social butterfly name.
Yes, it's actually
Stringer Stinger.
It's actually Bob's birthday today.
Yes, and Jessica remembered that, and I'm grateful.
Can we tell everybody how old you are?
No, I don't care.
You think people would believe it?
Mm-hmm. I'm 36.
Times two.
Exactly.
And that's exactly right.
That's exactly correct.
72 years old right. Today.
My friend Lee Roberts, not nearly that old, and still very athletic, slaughtering people on the pickleball court. Have you backed off any, Lee, or are you still punishing everybody that challenges you?
No, I've been off for some time now, so looking to get back to early part of the year, though. But.
Well, it got to the point where nobody wanted to play Lee. That's why he's involuntarily retired.
I can understand.
Nobody wanted to play him.
Lee Roberts does the color commentary for Southern Miss football. Lee, we're going to hear from Dima Mixon in a little bit, the update on Media Day. But before we find out what they had to say today, let's talk about what we saw Saturday and what we continue to see. And it's stunningly 7-2. I mean, when you look at last year, even with the optimism of Charles Huff coming in, did you foresee this degree of success?
You know, that you always want to see it, but it is a big surprise. I think it's a big surprise in Hattiesburg. I think it's a big surprise nationally. But you know, when he came in and brought the excitement, the players, and you started to kind of see this team that he started putting together, and then you started kind of looking at this schedule, and you know, I was hoping at the beginning of the year we would be at least 2-2 to start the year. We were that, and then we've just continued to play extremely well. And so a little bit surprised, but then a little bit not, because that was, like I said, that was what he was hired to do. And it's amazing. A one-win year last year, a team that just didn't play well, couldn't perform, couldn't execute, and a quick turnaround. But that's the way this transfer portal is. This is what you want when you hire a coach. You want immediate success. There's no longer building a program. It's all about, hey, can we win today? And then do it again tomorrow. So, and that's exactly what they've done. So, like I said, a little surprised, but then again, not. But excited about what they have been able to do.
What impresses you the most?
I mean, I just think the way this team plays. I mean, they play hard. Again, are they playing their best ball? I don't think so. I mean, if you look at what we did on Saturday, I mean, we had over 500 yards of offense. You can't ask for any more. We had 6 turnovers on defense. You can't ask for any more. But yet you only win by 6 points. Again, that just kind of shows you that it's tough to go on the road. And I don't care what conference you're talking about, but it's tough to go on the road and win. I mean, Arkansas State was a team that had a lot of confidence, but yet good teams find a way to come out as a winner. And that's what they're able to do. I mean, they make plays when they need to. I feel like they continue to play with that bend, don't break mentality. And I think that's on offense and defense. Quarterback position, I feel like we're as solid as we've been in a long time, and that's even with Landry Liddy coming in. He was super impressive. So both quarterbacks playing extremely well. I hope Braylon is healthy, because I feel like we're a better team when he is. But I feel like this defense is strong. I feel like they do a lot of great things. And man, Josh Moten, what a day by him.
Yeah, no kidding. And Dema Mixon will be along in our next segment to hopefully get us up to date as to who's in and who's out for this weekend. But kind of aside, Lee, I wanted to ask you, because of what Charles Huff has done in his first year at Southern Miss and because of the transfer portal, in the old days, a head coach would get a 4 or 5 year contract saying, well, give me some time to bring in my players, yada, yada, yada. But with what Huff has done, would you anticipate the future of college football and athletic directors changing their business model to give shorter contracts because of the transfer portal? You can transform a team in a year. And because of all these ridiculous high buyouts, shorter contracts would mean less buyouts. Could you see that as an evolution going forward of college football?
Yeah, I think it needs to happen. I think it needs to happen across the board just for that reason. Because you can transform a team in a short matter of time. Does Charles Huff deserve a longer contract? Yeah, sure, probably. But, I mean, did Brian Kelly at LSU? Who knows? So, so to your point, I feel like it should be the way that things go. I think it would, you know, be a less hit on these boosters. It'd be a less hit on that athletic department.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the expectations are is when you're hired, hey, because of the way it is, you have to win now. So I like it. I like that idea for sure.
Yeah, shorter, maybe 2 year coaching contracts, and because you can turn it around. And then even if there is a buyout, it's not as expensive as it's been for a lot of these schools.
While we're on that kind of subject, Lee, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. You were a high caliber Division I quarterback. Back in the day, you could have made a lot of money in NIL, no question about that. I point to, as an example, excuse me, this kid at Vanderbilt who continues to file lawsuits looking for more years of eligibility to get more NIL deals and to pile up the bank account before his college career is over, and very likely his football career is over. Does that concern you? And as a guy that undoubtedly could have parlayed that yourself back in your day, what do you think about all of this?
No, I it does bother me. I mean, for one, I feel like some of these youngsters are making way too much money to play a game that, you know, we played as amateurs, and we played not accepting any kind of financial gain except for the scholarship that was given to us to allow us to go to school. So I do think it's somewhat ridiculous that these guys are doing this. I think it's ridiculous that, you know, some of these guys are holding out for certain reasons and decide not to play the rest of their season or to play in a bowl game. There's a lot of things that I think come along with this, and I think that's where the NCAA has messed up. But I think that's the way it is right now.
Right.
Will it change? I have no idea. Should it change? I hope so. I think too much is on these guys, and, you know, they're allowed to make too many decisions on their own, and really – kind of go above the head coach in that regard.
All right. A couple of minutes left. I want to switch gears real quick. I know you did the ladies game last night, ESPN plus 70-point win over Blue Mountain College. Sometimes, Lee, you and I were talking, you see mismatches, and you even have sympathy for the team that is so mismatched. And that clearly the case last night, right? Blue Mountain College, not really in the same stratosphere as the talent we now see on the ladies basketball team.
No, I totally agree. I mean, and this, I think, was a really good Blue Mountain team for their conference coming in as well. But I think it just shows you, too, how difference of a separation it is when you come to that level.
Right.
And not to mention what Missy Bilderbach's been able to do. And again, put her in the same category as Coach Huff. I mean, she was hired to win now. And I think that's what, you know, she's trying to do and trying to figure things out. And, you know, this is a team that plays hard, and they play from baseline to baseline. They play from tip to the final buzzer. And they're going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. But, yeah, last night's game, a big mismatch. Again, not taking anything away from what Coach Bilderbach's team and Southern Miss did last night. But a tough task for Blue Mountain coming in last night and trying to stay on the court with Southern Miss. Because, like I said, they're going to be a team, I think, that will compete in the Southern States Athletic Conference.
I think so. It's, you know, and it's real early. I get it. Just a few seconds left. But early observation of the women's team, this looks to be a much, much improved basketball team.
Yeah, they move well. They shoot the ball extremely well. They're unselfish. I think the bigs inside are playing strong. They're playing big. They're making baskets underneath. And, man, they're shooting it lights out outside, and I think that's so much fun to watch. I mean, some of these guards are impressive, some of the things they're able to do. It should be a long and a fun season for this team.
Always fun having you on the Eagle Hour. We appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you this time next week.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate you guys.
Lee Roberts, everybody. Football great at Southern Miss. Color analyst, football, play-by-play man, ESPN Plus Basketball.
Is there anything the man can't do?
Well, temporarily, he can't play pickleball, but that's going to change. Dima Mixon's on the job for us today. He's covering media day with football. We'll see what's the latest on the injury to the quarterback and anything else new out of Southern Miss football. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Lee Roberts for joining us. Always appreciate Lee's input. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. And they invite you to see them out at Eagle Tire West for Goodyear tire products, full auto and truck service. They're next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters. As is Mobe Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. Was there yesterday. The desserts were delicious. The lattes were hot and good, and that's exactly what you're going to experience when you go to Mobe Beignet. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Eagle Hour, or you can simply go to Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube, and you'll find today's show 30 minutes after we get off the air here, and we appreciate all that Michael Morgans does to make that happen for us every day, as we do our buddy Dima Mixon, who is on the job for the Eagle Hour today, reporting from Media Day, Football Media Day. And Dima, you're telling me off air a little something that concerns me a little bit about our quarterback situation.
Yes, so we got an update on Braylon Stannis, and Coach Huff said that he's day-to-day, that he didn't do anything that was out of the norm for Sunday's walkthrough and yesterday's kind of practice, or Monday's walkthrough, Sunday's, you know, rest day. They said they expect him to play on Saturday, but that they really won't know for sure until today's practice or tomorrow's, when they actually go kind of full speed and kind of see how he's moving and stuff. But I expected him to kind of just say he's fine, but it sounded like, you know, that there might be a potential for a chance for us to monitor this week as meet people in the media. And, you know, he said that they're going to evaluate it, you know, whether or not if he's going to be 100%, or, you know, if they were to entertain the possibility of starting Liddy on Saturday, you know, if Braylon was at 100%, they're going to entertain all possibilities. Mm-hmm. So definitely sounded like a little bit more of a, you know, something to monitor than I think I originally thought after that game.
Where is he injured, Dima? What is the injury?
It's his knee. So they talked about it as just fell on the turf. Kind of like if you would have just fall on concrete or something, you know, that just it's nothing that's, you know, nothing's torn, nothing's, you know, twisted in a certain way. He just fell awkwardly on his knee, and I think it's, you know, swelling up or something, and it's just causing his mobility to be a little bit off.
Dima, and I mean this with all due respect when it comes to Coach Huff, could part of this be gamesmanship with not letting Texas State exactly know what they might see or who might start Saturday?
I mean, it's very possible. I mean, of course, Texas State, the record doesn't show it, but this is obviously a really good Texas State bunch who was picked to win the West, and, you know, their offense is really good. Their defense has struggled a good bit this season, but you could make that argument, I guess. But, I mean, you saw it, guys. I mean, he wasn't the same quarterback when he came in after that injury.
No,
so if you think that, you know, that could be part of it. But I think they really do think that, you know, let's look at it and kind of, you know, have all of our options on the table. I mean, I expect Braylon to play. I expect him to start. And I think that's what Huff thinks. But let's have the options on the table and don't just, you know, put all of our cards in on that just in case he gets out there Saturday for the warm-ups and says, you know what, honestly, I don't know, and have Liddy available.
And the negative part of having Braylon Braxton go out was countered with the great news of the way that Libby played when he was in.
No question.
You know, and we talked yesterday about Blake Anderson maybe changing things up a little bit to suit more, you know, Libby's style. But if he were to play like he played last Saturday, I think Eagle fans would be comfortable with whichever option Coach Huff went with. What else did you take out of the media availability today, Dima?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Huff was very proud of the way his team was resilient. You know, in a lot of ways, they really should have, you know, been in more control of that game and not let it come down to that final play. But he was proud of the resilience. He thought it was a big win. Talked about you know, Texas State and really that, you know, they're about 7 or 8 plays away from being 7-2, 8-1. When if you look at their schedule, they really are. Really good offense. So he was talking about, you know, respecting the opponent. And he also had a big call to the fans at the end of the presser of, you know, to get out and watch the team because, you know, as you guys know, the players deserve it, and they built this program back to what, you know, people wanted it to be at. I mean, they're 7-2. I mean, I don't know what else you want to expect from them. So, you know, it was a big call for fans to get out there and support them on Saturday at the end.
Other than the news about Braxton, was there anything that surprised you out of the comments today?
No, nothing really surprising. Okay. Nothing really surprising.
All right, Dima, obviously there's just when you go 7-2, there's just all these swirling conspiracy theories, for lack of a better term. You know, we hear about Coach leaving at the end of the year. We hear about the football team maybe being in the national playoff picture, winning the conference championship, all of these things. But are you guys able to get Coach Huff to talk at all past the next game? I mean, does he ever reflect into the future past the next game, or does he strictly stick to getting ready for the next football game?
Yeah, no, he's strictly on the next game because, I mean, in his mind, if they lose to Texas State, all that's moot, and it doesn't matter at the end of the day, you know. So, you know, if they don't beat Texas State, they're not going to be, you know, doing the things that you're talking about. And all of those, you know, side talking points, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to still go out there and take care of business. And so I think, you know, that's really where the main focus is. And,
makes sense.
You know, yeah, so yeah. That's not a good answer. But.
No, and I'll tell you,
makes perfect
Eagle
sense.
Fans should be concerned. Dima talked about how good the Texas State offense is. The second half that they had last week, Texas State was down and out. And you would have thought that they were ready to pack it in and go home. They almost pulled that game out last week with a really strong second half. So this is an offense that can light it up.
You know, Dima, we talked about that a lot this year, and we all three of us would look down that schedule. And there was for a long time we said, well, it's probably going to come down to us and Texas State. How good do you think Texas State can be here Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, they're statistically probably the best offense in the Sun Belt, and we've seen teams be able to put up big yards on the Southern Miss defense. I mean, Arkansas State almost had 500 yards of total offense last week, so teams are able to to garnish yards and be able to move the ball on the Southern Miss defense. So that's probably a big concern. And this offense is definitely capable of that. The only thing that I push back on that is this defense has just been able to make interception and big play after big play. And so do you really trust this team to come into the Rock and do that? Now, I will say that they are playing for something else, too, that if Texas State loses, you know, they would be out of bowl eligibility at that point. So they're playing for their season. So that adds another element to it. So there's several elements that could say that Texas State poses a pretty big challenge to Southern Miss. I mean, if you look at the line on this game, you'd probably think Southern Miss was 10, 11, 12-point favorites. You know, they're only 5.5-point favorites against this 3-6 Texas State team. So the lines and the people who bet like Kelly does, you know, they're out there, and they think this will be a game on Saturday.
So we don't really know what to expect, do we, Kelly? I mean, this team could come in here and get blown out, or they could come in here and present a real serious challenge.
Well, based on the second half that they had last week, they're definitely capable of putting up numbers. And to Dima's point about the Southern Miss defense, can you count? I mean, Southern Miss won that game last week, but it took them six turnovers. Yeah. Right, six turnovers to be able to ultimately win that game. And is that a realistic number to repeat each week? Mm-hmm. And I would argue it's not.
Right.
You know, a six, that's really high. I mean, you're lucky you get two in a game.
Only 6 points off of all those turnovers.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a lot of question marks this weekend. And, you know, when you look at social media, and I know, Bob, you're a big fan of social media.
Just love it.
That people in the Pac-12 are going, and exactly why did we admit Texas State?
I thought that Saturday watching the end of their game.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have second thoughts about this.
Yeah, they're going, who are these guys, and why would we want them out here when geographically it doesn't make sense? Because I'm sure there's a lot of political stuff going on off the field, too.
Hey, just a minute left, Dima. Now, this is kind of a crazy question, but are the Golden Eagles in such good shape right now that maybe they should rest their quarterback this weekend, Braylon Braxton?
I don't think they'll do that. If he can play, he's going to play.
That's what he came here for.
No, I get it. Yeah. If he is slightly injured, would there be any consideration to protecting him and protecting against any further injury this week?
I think if they have the West already locked up, you could make an argument like that. But considering that they still have to, you know, win some games here, I don't see it.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, and even if Troy were to lose to Old Dominion, Southern Miss would still have to beat Texas State in order to theoretically lock it down. So,
all right, Dima, we appreciate it. As always, you got us some good interviews, I'm assuming, that we can have this week.
Yep, got some good interviews. We got Josh Moten, Landry Liddy, Amir Foster, and Micah Davis all coming to you.
Well, there you go. Man, Josh Moten must be feeling pretty good about himself today, Dima.
Yeah, he's pretty fired up.
I can only imagine.
Get that autograph. That's going to be worth some money.
All right, brother, we appreciate you. We'll see you in the studio tomorrow.
See you then.
Dima Mixon, everybody, on the job for us. What a great kid. Man, I really like him.
Yeah, I think he's got a pretty good future.
I think he's all right.
Yeah. As opposed to you and me.
Yeah, he's got a lot better future than you or me. Thank God for him, right? Yeah. Hey, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun, but the most important player is always you. Get an annual physical. Be sure you stay in close touch with your doctor. Make your health as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you. Expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. We are so lucky to have such a state-of-the-art medical facility here in our community.
Bob asked this doctor, he said, how do I stand? And the doctor said, that's what puzzles me.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, we'll say hello to our friends out at DBAT on Hardy Street, Luke Reynolds and his staff. What a state-of-the-art facility they've got out there for baseball, softball, and really all kinds of training for adults. Got batting cages for baseball and softball. Got a 40-yard dash court. Just a state-of-the-art facility, and Kelly, a lot of good, I think, Christmas gift ideas at DBAT.
Including the memberships that we've talked a lot about that sometimes get overlooked, but if you plan on being a regular visitor to DBAT, that's the best value, the best bang for your buck for sure. Look into the different types of individual or family memberships that they have available.
I'll throw out a hint about Christmas to you, Kelly. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour.
Yeah.
They've got beautiful sedans and SUVs at their new state-of-the-art showroom. And, you know, Case, that's on your list. You're thinking about me. I'll go for a light gray, maybe a white Genesis.
So what was the hint?
Oh. I'm just telling you. I'm just kind of giving you some Christmas gift ideas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Kevin Mullins, you want me to give you his number? He'll hook you right up.
Yeah, will he take a check?
No, I'm sure he will from you. Yeah. No. All right.
I have starter checks. That's how many I write.
Hey, a little side note about the game Saturday, Kelly. We didn't mention this. There was apparently a little dust up between Texas State and Louisiana Saturday night. Lesson number one. To the kids that play for Texas State, don't ever start a fight in Lafayette, Louisiana, with a bunch of Cajuns, because you're going to get it in your face if you do.
Yeah, and chances are, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be yelling and screaming at you, and you're not going to have any idea what.
No, you don't know what they're saying right before they punch you right in the face.
That's right. Yeah, so Texas State will come in here depleted a little bit.
Six players suspended off of Texas State. Tamari Jackson suspended for 2 games. Kamari Terrell for 1 game. Justin DeLeon for 1 game. Kyron Bordeaux for 1 game. And J.P. Dietert for 1 game. And number 97, Deverick Woods for 1 game. So they've got 6 guys. Now, Louisiana had 5 suspended, but that's not the concern for Southern Miss. But, that's another – I think that's another factor that could weigh against Texas State.
And you certainly don't want to make excuses for anybody, but the frustration that the Bobcats are going through right now, when we've all talked about how preseason prognostications are for entertainment purposes really more than anything else, because in this day of the transfer portal, you don't know from year to year who's going to be on your team. So for them to vote this team first or this team last. And you take 2 teams that in those polls have absolutely switched spots. I mean, Texas State was projected to be the number one team in the West. Southern Miss was supposed to be down toward the bottom with Monroe. And now here Southern Miss is in the driver's seat. And it's Texas State that is way down at the bottom. So the Bobcats feeling a lot of frustration based on the expectations placed upon them this year. So, again, I'm not making excuses for them, but you know that a lot of things have probably come to the surface that they're just, it's just not been a good year for them.
Now, they're going to the Pac-12.
Yes.
Who lost Oregon, USC, and UCLA, among other schools. Can we say there's a decline there in the conference?
Well, the only schools left were Washington State and Oregon State.
So there's a big decline in the conference.
Yes. I mean, if you want to, sure. For as far as
that was just generations was one of the great football conferences in the country.
Well, it was the Pac-10, and then went to the Pac-12, and the Big Ten, and the two champions would always play each other in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. But that as we know has changed as well. But while we're on the subject of Sun Belt football, Bob, South Al has announced that its game with Southern Miss, which will be the next road game for the Eagles. That's a week from this Saturday. That will also be a 2:30 start. So I know a lot of people are already talking about, you know, buses maybe going to Mobile or just their family groups getting together, SUVing, making trips. 2:30 is going to be the starting time. So you have time to maybe have breakfast and then head down to Mobile. But I think it's a good starting time because you can still get back Saturday night and make church on Sunday morning.
There you go. All right, Lady Eagles, and we mentioned them briefly earlier in the show, broke a school record last night, a new program record with a 74-point margin of victory. It was the most points they've scored since 1995. The final score was 113-39. All 12 Lady Eagles scored last night. 6 finished with double figures. It was really a track meet from start to finish against Blue Mountain College. You told me similarly you were at Pearl River last night and saw a really mismatched game. And I'm not a coach, but do those kind of games help your team, you think?
That is the $64,000 question, Bob. I know these schedules get made, you know, a year or two in advance. Missy Bilderback certainly didn't book that game. But you wonder, what good do you get out? I mean, I get the fact that you want to win the game. But, you know, a competitor where you could win by 7 or 10. But when you're that mismatch, not only I would guess that you're not learning a whole lot from it, but demoralizing other teams that, and look, I know it's rough and tumble college athletics, and that's what you're signing up for, and that could happen to anybody. But I'm just not sure if anybody got any good out of that game.
For example,
last night,
Southern Miss outscored the Toppers 41 to 12 in the third quarter last night, and that was after having a huge lead. It was really kind of
okay. So, and a quarter is 10 minutes, right?
It's ridiculous.
Okay, so they scored 41 points in 10 minutes. Yeah. You break that down, new math or old, that's 4 points every minute.
Yeah.
All right, and it takes at least that long to get back and forth up and down the floor, yeah, I would think.
It was just not a pretty scene. But, you know, kudos to the Lady Eagles. Now they hit the road first time of the year this Thursday, November 13th. The day after tomorrow, they'll be in Jacksonville, Alabama to take on Jacksonville State. We'll see a different level of competition there.
New Conference USA team, Jacksonville State.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, we'll see more competition as we move on down the road. But you know, they're off to a great start, and kudos to Missy Bilderback. There's a lot of excitement around this this new era of basketball, and certainly Kelly, we hope they do very well.
And the men will be at Grambling. They actually played Grambling twice this year in a home-and-home situation. So the men's team really doesn't have a whole lot of home games before the conference begins. So they want to try to – but we were all pretty encouraged about that game the other night. Sad to let that one get off the hook. That would have been a marquee win at South Carolina.
Yeah, we're going to try to reach out to Coach Ladner. Maybe we could get him on the show tomorrow before they leave on Thursday. I'd really like to – I'd like to hear his take, because going back to that, you know, golly, Kelly, they played really, really well up until the last minute or so of the game.
And you look at those numbers, and if you blacked out the scores and you just looked at the stats, any onlooker, unbiased person would say, oh, that team won, and they would have pointed to Southern Miss's side. Mm-hmm. But that's not the way that it goes sometimes. But some things to be encouraged about, for sure. You know, Dima in his report was talking about the crowd this weekend, and I have always contended, regardless of what the argument is, excuse makers are always going to find an excuse. It doesn't matter what you do to try to make them happy. If they argue about point A and you fix point A, they will bring up a point B. Okay? You know how it is. Mm-hmm. Southern Miss fans, how many years have they been saying, well, as soon as we get good again, as soon as we start playing for something, mm-hmm, I'll start going to the games. That has not been the case up to this point.
That's unfortunate.
And you can't browbeat people, but you know, if those of you that after COVID, whatever you want to say, well, I've started doing other things after COVID. And look, we live in South Mississippi. Deer season's open now too, and I know a lot of guys.
Well, but
that's excuse A and excuse B. I get all. There's other days to deer hunt. The Eagles are only going to be playing important games every once in a while.
Right.
So I would just encourage everybody, if they can. I know you'll be sitting up in the executive lounge just waving to the peasants down beneath you in the south end zone. But good for you, Bob. You know, it is your 72nd birthday.
You're just shameless.
And we don't know how many birthdays.
You bumped me out of that suite the last home game. What are you talking about? And I was standing out in the rain.
And with you turning 72, we don't know how many birthdays you got left.
That's right. You were throwing chicken wings at me last game. I'm standing out there soaking wet, and you're tossing wings over the side at me.
Well, there better not have been any meat on those wings.
No, there wasn't. Trust me, it was bones hitting me.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I don't want to waste a perfectly good wing. But
trust me, my friend, you'll never do that.
Oh, no. That's exactly right.
So you're not going to be with me Saturday? You're not going to hang out with your old buddy?
But you're taking the lovely and talented Angela with you.
Well, she'll put up with you. She's done it before.
Oh, Bob, I don't know.
What was it you were told last time you were up there? You could be a little crude.
Crude, yeah. I can be a little crude.
Angela's never noticed that, Kelly, through all these years.
Look,
actually, my wife likes Kelly a great deal.
And your wife has marveled at me sometimes at how I can eat key lime pie and wash it down with cold beer.
You hear that, Mergens? Marveled at Kelly. I don't think I've ever heard those words put together.
Only because I can.
Michael Mergens over here in his
office.
Only
because I can eat key lime pie.
Here he comes. He's going to make a comment about, have you ever heard anybody marvel at Kelly? Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
Back in the 1920s, well, marveled.
Well,
it's one of those old-fashioned words.
Yeah, like kerfuffle or cockamamie.
Yeah, right.
That's another
yeah.
one.
That's a better word for cockamamie.
What do you
Kelly
think
Sander?
Of him? The last game, it was raining. I'm down on the field, and he's throwing chicken wings at me from the executive suite.
Glad it was chicken wings.
Yeah.
Bones,
okay,
Michael.
There you go. Bones. Yeah.
But you'll get to enjoy it this weekend.
All right. Speaking of birthdays, we're going to celebrate one with a very dear friend of mine and yours next. He may not even know we're calling.
Well, a very dear friend. That's only one of three people. So who can?
Let me check that. A dear friend of mine and yours, Michael. Kelly really doesn't have any dear friends. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and I take credit for that very clever transition right there, Coach.
Yeah, 4th Street Bar, fourth segment.
I just want you to know that's why I have this radio show.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Indeed.
What's happening down there this weekend, you figure?
Well, you know that they've always got the Golden Tee machines operating. They've got the pool tables. They've got all the big games on TV. Whether you get ESPN or not on your local provider, they're always going to have it at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And pre-gaming and post-gaming, football, baseball, basketball, it's all there at 4th Street. Everybody's a Southern Miss fan.
You shoot a little pool down there, don't you?
Well, they call me Iowa Fats.
You know, people have been fussing at us lately about how much fun we make of you. You make fun of. Did y'all hear that? I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. Look, I don't smoke and. Well.
And smoke.
I do drink a little bit.
Yeah, you've been known to smoke a little bit.
Well, that was back in the day. Still can't get Black Sabbath to sound any good. But I do enjoy food. And that kind of happens as you get older.
FYI, for people. And I appreciate all correspondence we get. I truly do. But you can relax. Kelly and I couldn't be better friends.
That's right.
And there's nothing Kelly and I will ever say to one another that either one of us will take very seriously.
And part of my weight problem is Angela's good cooking. Your wife's good cooking.
Well, it's the key lime pie and the Budweiser. I mean, that's kind of a...
Breakfast of champions, buddy.
Oh, I got it. Well, speaking of champions, we missed a birthday yesterday. And how could we... How did we allow this to happen?
Well, we put forth legislation that it should be a national holiday. But
you know, when the mayor of the Roost celebrates his 35th birthday and we overlook it, we owe him an apology. So I asked him to come on the show today. And how does it feel to be 35, Jody Lott?
Well, if that was true, I'd probably feel a hell of a lot better.
Can he say that?
Can you remember your 35th birthday, Jody?
You know, Jody, when I was 35, the Animals were still on tour. So that's tells you how long I've been. Now, you did say something you heard in the show that Kelly, we used the term Marvel about Kelly, and you used the term on yourself. Tell us what that was about.
Well, Kelly and myself, I mean, we both marvel at ourselves that our buttons are still on our shirt.
Jody, you need to change dry cleaners, man. It's not
is
you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that why my clothes are shrinking?
Yes.
It's the cheap Chinese imports. That's exactly what it is. Well, Jody, we hope you had a great birthday, and obviously we go way, way back. And, you know, the good thing about your birthday and my birthday is that we're less than 100 days away from baseball season. Jody, did that occur to you yesterday?
Yes, it'll be here before you know it, and that's the first thing I thought of when I got up this morning, and I was freezing my butt off.
Those first cold weekends, we know what that's going to be like, right?
About the first month.
Yeah. You know what I'm looking forward to, guys? I'm looking forward to watching the avocado-eating guys from California show up here, and it's going. Hopefully, we'll have like about a 30-degree Friday and Saturday night game to greet them, Jody.
Well, that's highly likely now. I mean, that's highly likely.
I don't know what they're going to do without tofu or hummus. You know, we're not gonna, or avocados. We're not going to have any of that.
They're going to be so busy cleaning up their bruises and scrapes after every contest that they're not going
to. Well, I hate it for them.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of sympathy for them myself.
Jody, we haven't gotten to talk to you about the schedule. We from year to year, we don't think it could get any tougher, and I think this is the toughest one yet.
Well, that's the thing. It seems to be the case, but it seems like we've answered the bell every year.
Yeah.
And I expect to do the same thing. I mean, we lost a lot of people from last year, a lot of talent, a lot of home runs. But as Scott Berry did and now Oz, I mean, he always finds somewhere to plug a hole or somebody to plug a hole.
And, Jody, I know that the Scott Berry Invitational was sold out, the golf tournament fundraiser that was staged about a month or so ago. Has there ever been talk of maybe extending that to a two-day tournament or anything along those lines?
Hell, I don't think I could make a two-day one.
So that's only – that's
because you got to cut back on the drinking there in the seventh hole there, Jody.
Well, hey, Kelly likes his key lime pie now, so don't cut out all my fun.
No question about it. But you're optimistic, I'm sure, like all of us are, and excited about what we all feel like will be another stellar year from the baseball program.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've had excellent recruiting the last 2 years. And like I said, they always – hey, they may go 2 weeks and move people around, and then when we get settled into conference, they'll have who they want where and – I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, we wanted to get you on the show real quickly. I think you know this. I had the owner and the CEO of Supertalk in town yesterday, and we met down at your lovely daughter Morgan's Mo Bay Beignet Company, and they walked away just thrilled with how good the food was. So kudos to Morgan. I know you're really proud of her and the business she's built.
Oh, yes. They're doing great and so proud. And, she said y'all were great guests. Yep.
You are too, Jody, and you know, Kelly and I love you, man. Happy birthday to you. I'm sorry we were a day late.
There were no problem. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Jody Lott, everybody, Mayor of the Roost. He's seen a few baseball games in his day, Kelly.
And happy birthday to you, Mr.
Well,
Getty.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, sir. I want you to get some of this chocolate cake that the Stinger Stringer brought here.
Okay.
Kelly and I will be back tomorrow. We may let Dima join us as well. We hope you'll join us too. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.